Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Yatshalom. We're now on Masachet Pesachim Daf Pei Aleph Amud Bet, near the bottom of the Amud. We're about to take a look at the 8th Mishnah, Mishnah Chet, of this, the 7th Perek. Again, continuing with the issue of Pesach and its intersection with Tum'ah. Titma Shalem Orubo, if the entire body of the Pesach, this is after Shechita, obviously, animals cannot become Tamei when they're alive, and you've already brought it back for roasting, and the entire thing, or rubo, or most of it became tameh, sofin otolifnei habira, miatzei maracha, you bring it in front of the area of Nahar Bayit, and use wood of the maracha to burn it up, meaning publicly provided wood that is set aside for burning on the Mizbeach. In mammi uto, but if only a small amount of it became tameh, or the hanotar, let's say, after the chag, when you have the extra meat left over, you burn it in your own courtyard, or agagotein, or on your roof, me'atzei atzman, you have to use your own wood for that. Hatzai kanim, the miserly ones, they would always use the public wood in order to get benefit from it. Okay, my tama, what's the reason that we make them burn it publicly? I'm Rabbi Yosef Rochanina kadei levayshan, in order to embarrass them, meaning they weren't careful with the Pesach, and now they're publicly humiliated by having to burn it publicly. Nimam miuto, then the Mishnah said that if only a small part became tamei, or then you burn it privately. We saw this earlier in a different context. If somebody left Yerushalayim, this is in Mishnah earlier on about chametz, if somebody left Yerushalayim and realized that they had some Basar Kodesh with them, im avart sofim, sofom komo, if they already passed Harat Sofim, burn it where they are. V'im lav, choseru sofot fnei habira v'yat samaracha, then you burn it v'yat samaracha, even though it's a small amount. And here we said that it's only if it's a large amount, or the entire thing, or majority, that you burn it there, otherwise privately. So Amar Rav Chama bar Ukva lo kasha kan b'achsanoi kan b'bal habayit. So that depends. If the fellow doesn't live in Yerushalayim and he was visiting Yerushalayim, then he burns it publicly, even if it's a small amount, because he doesn't have a home to go back to. But if it's a Baal HaBayit, a guy who lives in Yerushalayim, then he goes back to his own home. Papa Marhava Habach Sanya. But they're both talking about guests, which are majority of the people involved. Kan Shechzik Baderach, Kan Shechzik Baderach. It depends. If he already actually got on the road, then we don't make him go back and go back to his house. But if he still is in Yerushalayim, then he burns it in his own house. He goes back to the first answer, because Achzik Paderach doesn't seem to be relevant to this issue, unless, of course, you're past Sofim, which is not the topic. Kan Machsanoi Kan Ralabait, we go back to our original distinction. What happens is a guest doesn't have his own wood, he doesn't really have his own place to go back to, because he already left. Therefore, they treated him like the tzaikanim mentioned in the Mishnah, not a tzaikanim, so if you don't tell the family, Rabbi Shul, they don't mean a tzaimaracha. And so there are people who would burn it publicly, even if it was a small amount. They did it for a different reason, in order to get benefit from the tzaimaracha. But nonetheless, there is room to do that. So, Tana Rabbanan, Ba'ul l'sorfo b'chatzroteir mi'atzaimaracha. Let's say that these guys wanted to burn it in their own area, but use the tzaimaracha, ein shomin lahen, we don't let them. Now flip it. Let's say they wanted to burn it publicly and use their own wood, which, if you think about it, is the most righteous thing. They're willing to be humiliated, and yet not to get benefit from the atzam racha. Still, in Shemin land, we don't let them do it. In other words, there's two paths: either your own wood privately or the public wood publicly. I understand why we don't want them to take atzei hamaracha into their own courtyard, because they might not use it all up. And then somebody will use it for their own purposes, and that's mi'ila. Why won't we allow them to use their own wood in front of the birah? Because then what's going to happen is everybody's going to start bringing their own wood, and somebody who can't afford his own wood is going to be embarrassed. So we've said, everybody bring their own wood, everybody use the public wood, just like we have with the ruling about the reading of the Bikurim, that they have everybody queued for the Bikurim, so that people who don't know how to do it won't be embarrassed. Rav Amram Nechshad, he says the opposite. It's the problem of Chshad, which is you're going to bring your own wood in front of the Azara to burn it, and then, when you're done, you'll take the remaining wood home. But it'll look like you're stealing wood from the Mikdash and you violate Mi'ilah. So my binayu, so where would there be a difference between these two approaches? If you brought sticks or certain kinds of branches that aren't used for atzei marachat, lochazu l'maracha, and therefore there won't be any chshad. But on the other hand, it would still embarrass people who couldn't bring their own, so Rav Yosef would still forbid it. Tnanatam, we have a Mishnah in Tamid. Rosh ha-mamareh ha-mamidah tatzmein al-shar mizrach. This is brought because Rav Yosef and Rava have the same disagreement as they just had about using your old one publicly. The head of the mamad of that week would bring all the tmeim who were supposed to be working that day as kohanim, and they got tamei. He would put them on shar mizrach. He put them standing at the eastern gate of the entrance to Har Habayit. My Tam, what's the reason? Of Yosef Kedei LeBayshan. Yosef said the same thing. To embarrass them, that's as we saw earlier, Rav Yosef's concern about Levayesh. Here he had the concern about Lo Levayesh Mishen Lo. And he said Kedei LeBayshan. Now there's this public stand has to do with shaming. Rav Amar Nom Nechshad. Same concern about Chshad, which is that when we see these guys not doing avodah, we'll think that they're being lazy, and they're one time in 6 months that they get a chance to do avodah, they're not doing it, it doesn't look good. So have them stand with the tzmeim, so we'll all understand that that's the reason. So my benayu, again, where's a point where they would disagree? Hikibanayu mafanki. If you have people who are very fastidious, inami the kagadol shishura, or let's say his avodah is something very simple, like to make a rope, then you'd say, well, for that, he wouldn't walk away, so therefore we all know he's tamei, so therefore we wouldn't need to stand him there. The next Mishnah, Mishnah Tet, a Pesach sheyatzah ushnit ma, a Pesach went outside of the city of Yerushalayim, or became tamei, yisarif miyad, has to be burned right away, not like notar. Nitmua be'alim o shemetu, let's say the owners became tamei or died, so they couldn't eat it, meaning all the owners, to ubar tsuratovi sarfi shishasar. You have to let it sit and get all melty, and then when it no longer has its form, then you burn it on the 16th, because you don't do that on Shabbat or Yom Tov. Chambruk omer avzei sarf miyad v'shein lo ochlin. He said, no, that's burned right away, because it has none of its eaters are around. Okay, bishlama tameh, I understand why a tameh is burned right away. Ketiva basar sheyigam achol tameh lo yachel ba'eshi sarif. The Torah says you have to burn it. And how do we know if it leaves the city? In the interaction between Moshe and Aaron, when he says, why didn't you eat the chatat? He says, after all, the dam was not brought inside, because the din is that any korban where the dam is brought inside is burned right away. Here's the background. Did the dam go inside? Amarlo lav. No, it didn't. Amarlo shema chutzim chitzataya sa. Maybe the dam went outside. Maybe the animal went outside of its area. Amarlo lav. Bakodesh haita. It was in the kodesh. Amarlo iba kodesh haita. V'en luvat ha-kodesh al-pnim. Madua lo achaltem ota. So if it stayed in the kodesh, it wasn't yotzei, and the dam didn't go inside, why didn't you eat it? What's the implication? Michal di nafka inami ayal dam alifnim bat sefahi. So the implication is, had the animal gone out of its district, or had the dam gone inside, then you have to burn it. So bishlamanit, I understand if it became tamei, galarachmanu mekodshim kalim, kolshekin mekodshekodshim. The Torah said in the first pasuk we just saw about shlamim, that if it became tamei, you have to burn it right away, so certainly in kodshekodshim, that would be the case. Eliyotze, ashkahan kodshekodshim, but here we find Moshe talking to Aaron about kodshekodshim, about the chatat. And we find that Yotzei is burned right away. Kodshim kalim menalan, but lighter kodshim, like shlamim, like the Pesach, how do we know that Yotzei is to be burned? V'tu ha'detanya, we have a bright test, says, lan dama nishpach dama yatzadama chutz leklaim v'kaimalan b'srefa menalan. If the dam stayed over on the Mizbeach at night, or the dam was spilled out and never made it into the Kli, or the dam went outside of the Azara, the animal has to be burned right away. Menalan, what's the source for that? Nafkam Rabbi Shimon. We are from this bright to tiny. Rabbi Shimon Omer, ba kodesh ba esh tisaref. What's that? Li made al chatat shesrefata ba kodesh. You see that a chatat is burned ba kodesh. Ein li elazu bilvad, sharp sule koche kochim, emu kochim kalim menayin. How do I know that that's true about any other koche kochim that became pasul? Or a murim of kochim kalim, Talmud Lomar, Bakodesh ba'isti sarev, meaning anything that's bakodesh has to be burned up if it's inappropriate. Ashkachan kochim kochim, kochim kalim and alan, and that's what we want to get to. How do we know that kochim kalim have the same rule? Ela kol shepsulo bakodesh b'sreifa. What it means is any time that the psul happened bakodesh, it has to be burned up right away. Loshna kochim kalim, loshna kochim kochim, we don't distinguish. Gemara kamirila. And the fact that we don't distinguish is based on a tradition, because otherwise we wouldn't make that distinction. So the story with Aharon now is not our source, because that has a different piece behind it. And that is that it happened to be a chatat, that it happened to be kochi kochim, so that's the background. That doesn't mean that it's limited to that. We have an opinion that we've already seen earlier in the Masechet that even pigul, where the psul is bakodesh, still needs ibur tzura, which means you have to let it sit and get all out of shape and then burn it. You can't burn it right away. Where's the source for that? Yalif avon avon minotar. The same word avon shows up, we've seen this numerous times, in the context of notar and pigul. And notar, of course, we leave over until of ibur tzura. Nerf avon avon michatat aaron, but you have the same word avon in the chatat that aaron didn't eat. So what do we learn from there? And it was burned right away. His answer is that in general, that would also need Ibritsura. It was just Vahatam Horachaita. There was a momentary teaching that was unique, that was to burn it up right away. So now that we say that the rule that you have to burn anything that has psuloba kodesh, except of course according to the Tana Devei Rabbi Bar Avua, and everybody else will agree that anything that has psul bakodesh has to be burned up right away, not ibur surah, and doesn't matter if kochim 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 kalim, so that explains our Pesach. So then, Bakodesh Ba'isti Sarei Flamali, that pasuk that we invoked earlier in Rabbi Shimon's Braita, what's it there for? The answer is, Om Ba'ilei Sarei Falta Bakodesh. That teaches you that when you burn it Bakodesh. So the other pasuk that we invoked at the beginning of the sugya, it says, Ba'ishi Sarei, what's that for? Again, we have Halachal, and we see now we do not need the pasuk. The answer is, Ahula Gufa Eid Story. Sakata Tachman Kol Psulei Kodesh. I might think that this is only things that don't exist in the world of Chulin. Things that are unique to Kodshim get burned up. But if an animal became Tameh that would also invalidate its Chulin, that it still has an implication for Chulin. Since something happened to it which would affect it even as Chulin, I don't have to burn it, just get rid of it. Before I could bury it off. Kamash Palan, that's why that first Pasuk, tells us by Eshi Saref, even that, the Tameh has to be burned up. So he said that in that case, if the Balim died, or became Tameh, that we have to let the animal get, all out of shape and then burn it up on the 16th. Rabbi Yosef Machloket, Shinu Balim Achar Zrika. This Machloket, is only if, between Yochum Bruka and Chachom, is only if the Baalim became Tameh after Zrika. Titchazi Basar Lachila, because there was a moment where the Basar was edible. Nimu Baalim Fnei Zrika, if they became Tameh or died before Zrika, Doloi Chazi Basar Lachila, Rekoy Serf Miyad, everybody agrees you burn it right away. Meitive, watch this challenge. Zea Klaal Kolshe Psulo Begufo, Yisserf Miyad, Medam Baalim Tu Bar Tsurato. Anytime that the goof itself became Pasul, you burn it right away. But if it's external to its body, like the dam or the owners, has to have ibur tzura. Say the beit asrefa, and then after ibur tzura, you send it out of the city for burning. Ktani balim dumi the dam. So we see that the owner's psul is comparable to the dam. Ma dam lefnei zrika, balim lefnei zrika. So the only way the dam could have a problem is before zrika. Once zrika's happened, the dam's done, and so therefore we would say the same thing with the balim. It has to be a psul lefnei zrika. Ella itmar hachitmar. This is how you should read it. Machloket shinmu baalim lifnei zrika. Toichaze basar lachila. The machloket in our mission is only if they became tamei before zrika. That there was never a time of achila. Veleke psulo begufo. Then it becomes like a psul in the body of the animal. Avinimu baalim machar zrika. If they became tamei after zrika, toichaze basar lachila. Veleke psulo machmat davar acher. By ibur tzura. Then everybody would agree. In our Mishnah, would say that you need Ibur Tzura and you don't burn it right away. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Af Lachar Zrika L'Machloket. He says, no, the Machloket is all across the board, before or after Zrika. As Rabbi Yochanan Tamei is being consistent, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan Brukav, Rabbi Nechemya Amru Davar Achad. He identifies Rabbi Yochanan Brukav in our Mishnah and Rabbi Nechemya as saying the same thing. Rabbi Yochanan Brukav Hamran. Nechemya Mahi, what's that? The Tanya Nechemya Omer, Ne Ani Nut Nisrafazu. That the animal was burnt in the case of Aaron because of aninut. Chachamar ka'ela. If something like this would happen to me, would I eat it? That's the Aaron's argument to Moshe. Moshe accepts it. Vaninut kilachar zrika. Vaninut is something like something after zrika because it's chutz legufo. V'chi istaruf la'altar. Right? Istaruf. It was burned right away, not after Ibur Tzura. So Yisiv Nechemya and Mechum Bruka have the same position, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan's position that Yochanan Bruka held his position that it has to be burned right away is even if it was La'achar Zrika Nitmu Abalim. Rabbi Mosif after Rabbi Yosef Glili, Rabbi added to Rabbi Yochanan and said even Rabbi Yosef Glili is on the same team. Rabbi Yosef Glili where Kol Hainyan Kulo Einu Medaber Ela Parim Ani Sofim Sirim Ani Sofim. So Psuleyan Abeta Birav Litain Lota Se Alachilatad. Said that this is entirely talking about parim. These are the animals that whose dam comes inside, like parim kippur, siri avodah zarah. That if they became pasul, you have to burn them right there, and that there's a lotase about eating them. That's what this whole story of Aaron is. Amrulo chatach nechaz tavan fnayvel fiminayin. So what's the source for that? Amalahen hein luvatach dabala kodesh prime. Quotes the pasuk from Aaron. Chaldi nafik ihi inami ayel dama bisreifa. So it implies that if it were yotze, as we saw earlier, bakodesh, or if it had the dam had come inside, you'd burn it right away. So Rabbah says Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Nechemya and Rabbi Yochanan Brukah all agree that if the psul is even outside of the body, then nonetheless it's burned right away. Rabbi Yochanan savar dam basar chadamiltahi bali miltachritahi. Rabbi Yochanan didn't accept that because he said the psul of baalim is something separate from the dam basar, which is essentially kind of an extension of the body of the animal itself. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next Mishnah on Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.